With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. U.S. immigration officials say some 475 people were detained during an immigration raid at a sprawling Georgia site where South Korean auto company Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Senate Republicans are formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next few weeks. They're trying to avoid the historic nomination blockade set up by Democrats. Senate Majority Leader John Thune explains the strategy.
We've kind of shopped these ideas around about how to do this in a way that actually helps us clear the backlog and creates a way for us to confirm the rest of Trump's administration, President Trump's administration.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem radio network. Two teenagers have been arrested on murder charges in the killing of a congressional intern who was struck by stray bullets during a shooting in the nation's capital. It's a crime that President Trump cited in announcing a law enforcement surge in Washington. The NFL made it clear before the season that sportsmanship would be a point of emphasis. Philadelphia's Jalen Carter provided the first example of misconduct. Now he awaits discipline from the league, a fine is expected, and even a suspension is a possibility for spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott in Thursday night's season opener. This is SRN News. As SRN's Michael Harrington reports, young people are going to church.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that for the first time in decades, members of Generation Z and millennials are actually attending worship services in higher percentages than their elders. Both cohorts are going to church about twice a month on average, which is much more often than at any time since the two generations came on the scene. Barna says, quote, younger adults are showing spiritual curiosity and a desire for belonging. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that would let Texas residents sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000 has been passed by lawmakers and sent to the governor. It's the first legislation of its kind in any state. Supporters hail it as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being illegal in Texas. Lawmakers agreed to cap the award for most people at $10,000 and the other $90,000 to go to charity. This is SRN News. A weak jobs report sent stocks lower Friday.
Stocks gave up an early gain on Wall Street and closed lower Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite fell less than 0.1%. The losses follow a discouraging update on the job market. Wall Street is questioning whether the U.S. job market has slowed by just enough to push the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, or has it slowed too much, signaling an economic downturn. The action was more decisive in the bond market, where yields tumbled following the latest economic update. Damian Troisi, New York.
European Union regulators Friday hit Google with a $3.5 billion fine for breaching the bloc's competition rules by favoring its own digital advertising services. This marks the fourth antitrust penalty for the company from Brussels. The European Commission, the bloc's executive branch, also ordered Google to end its practices. More details at srnnews.com.